Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy to have you along. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August the 10th in the year of our Lord 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers, one of the great restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We must get involved, and we must do it now. Ladies and gentlemen, understand something crystal clear. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We also want to really mention to you folks that, you know what, we're not going to make America great again unless we make America moral again. One of the key components of the successful republic, the grand old experiment that our founders put together, is this simple idea that we don't turn to government for answers. We turn to Almighty God. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Government drives its power from the consent of the governed. Let's keep it that way, shall we? The checks and balances, vertical and horizontal, across our governmental distribution of power is critical to understand. They only operate under our consent. In other words, they have delegated, defined authorities, dividing power, protecting the citizens from out-of-control government run amok. Welcome to the broadcast. This is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, quick recap of yesterday's show because it dovetails nicely with today's broadcast, I might add. We talked about a tourist from Florida dies in New York after a driver punched him in the head. What happened is he thought he was getting his own car or a friend picking him up, if you will. He pounded on the window of what he thought was his buddy's car. It turned out to be somebody else. The driver emerged, punched him in the head, and he died. Unnecessary violence everywhere. We dovetail that to Chicago. I guess silence shields Chicago shooters, writes USA Today. The death toll puts Chicago once again on pace to tally more homicides than any other American city, folks. It's out of control. And we posed a bunch of solutions yesterday of how to make a difference. You got to have God, family, and country in people's lives, folks. How many of these folks shooting one another on a daily basis literally have God in their lives? How many of them have an intact family with a father at home? Right? How many of them feel loved and wanted? Many of these people are just seeking to have a sense of belonging. But without God and family, they turn to gangs. And they initiate the only way they know how. Is it right? Of course not. But when you have an absence of God, family, and an appreciation for country, if you don't believe anybody loves you or wants you, and all there is drugs and sex and violence and abandonment around you, and you feel like there's no future for you in the country you live in, hey, no wonder we got the death toll out of control. What are the answers? The answers are to profile. And I don't mean to profile and hate people because of their race, but this is primarily happening in poor Black and Latino communities. The question is why? And the answer is because that's where God and fatherlessness, the rejection of God and fatherlessness are at an all-time high. Okay, there's another headline that says religious affiliation may actually help you live longer. New study says, Daily Caller brought that piece. Again, religious affiliation may actually help you live longer. Amen to that. Having a father in the home will help you live longer, right? Having an intact family, feeling loved and wanted in a sense of belonging. Someone to teach you how to live life, how to make it in this world, how to be kind and appropriate to women. All these things matter. The appreciation of God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property needs to be at the center, and it's not in these communities. We can change that, folks. Rand Paul did a great job. He delivered a letter from Donald Trump to Vladimir Putin during a Moscow trip, and he invited the Russians to Washington, D.C. for more dialogue and discussions. We think that's great news. Good for Rand Paul and good for Donald Trump for opening the diplomatic opportunities. Alex Jones at InfoWars shut down on what? Apple, Facebook, Spotify, YouTube. The question is Twitter next. Even Stitcher and others are dropping Alex Jones. And the debate comes down to, hey, do they have a right to shut Alex Jones down? Well, what about the First Amendment and free speech? Well, they would come back and say, yeah, the government has to honor that, but we as a company don't. We can have our own policies and do what we want in the private sector. I agree on one hand. On the other hand, Laura Ingraham, talk show host, wisely says, this is tech corporate censorship. This isn't about Alex Jones. This is about freedom and access to information. I agree with her point, but we better be very careful when we start calling to force companies to do things. There's a balance there, folks. And I say, why aren't the conservatives building their own systems? We rely on everybody else, and then we complain when it goes wrong. Never Trumper attends Trump rally, changes his mind instantly, decides Donald's a pretty good guy after all. That was 1 hour. Second hour, we talked about the Republicans are girding for a big House battle. We talked about Donald Trump's triumphant 5-for-5 wins after endorsements. We also talked about this socialist candidate, I guess Alexandria Cortez, she passed her primary. But everybody she endorsed lost in the primaries. That's great news. An expert says there's 170 registered voters in Ohio's 12th district, but they're all over 116 years old. Is that possible? Wow. Eric Eggers, he says November elections for midterms are poised for a tsunami of voter fraud. I thought they told us there was no vote fraud. Donald believes there is. I believe there is. But they shut down the Vote Fraud Commission, right? Wow. Voter fraud, ladies and gentlemen. They say 670 ballots cast in a Georgia precinct. Problem? They only have 276 voters. What's up with that? We talked about the Democratic Party optimism after a loss. I don't really understand all that, but there you have it. Let's see. What is this? NBC News? They didn't even need to win. Okay. Person in charge of Chris Coppedge, I think that's how you say the name, recount, is saying, hey, there might be vote fraud going on. And they say the Russians have penetrated Florida elections systems. Is it really the Russians or is it the Democrats, folks? But I don't like that partisan divide that we keep fomenting in America either. First Muslim woman headed to Congress. Are you concerned about that? First gay Native American nominee. Wow. Democrats eyeing smaller magic number for House majority. So they're saying even though we may not win like we had talked about winning in the first place, maybe their majority won't be as big, right? Washington Post uses Soros attack and funded group to attack a voter fraud dossier. It's a GAI, that's this group working on vote fraud. Anyway, they're attacking them big time. And there seems to be violence everywhere. In fact, Charlottesville was a big violent event. Unite the Right rallies. Well, the anniversary of it is this Sunday. We'll get into that later as the broadcast unfolds as well. That's a recap. Sorry to take so long on that, but we just cover so much news in a single day. It's tremendous. Well, without further ado, News the Network Reviews to Use today starts now. Terry Colafrancesco, well-known founder of Caritas of Birmingham, well-known covenant community, is with us once again, MEJ.com, his website. Welcome back, Terry.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Sam.
All right, what do you think of all that news? Any comments before we take on the news of the day?
Well, pretty interesting. You know, you're really in the context of saying demons are let loose. And throughout history, when it happens, when evil grows, we know there's this activity on earth that happens. But also it causes us and the good and those people who have good in their heart to cry out, which brings forth the angels to help fight the spiritual battle. So there is an unseen battle taking place. And you can see the positions of some of these people's hearts are full of darkness and influenced by Satan. And that's where we're missing the boat on a lot of this news that's being announced for the talk show host and people out there, especially the ones well known, they always say, I don't know why they think that way, or the Democrats think this way. It's evil. We've got to start tying that to it. It's just not natural to be propagating some of the things you were just talking about as far as news as legitimate.
Yeah, and that's why I always put it in a God, family, country context and the protection of life, liberty, and property, because when you think about it that way, it always puts it in perspective. Look, we don't look to government for solutions. We look to God. Government has limited power based on the consent of the governed, based on divided, delegated authority, with the checks and balances vertical and horizontal. We need to keep that front and center, and we'll never make America great again unless America becomes moral again. And as long as we keep those fundamentals in place, we can debate every principle, discuss every issue. It's not political, it's moral. And we can talk about the moral high ground. We can talk about, hey, it's not my decision of what's right and wrong. I learn from God, and I obey, and when I do, I get blessings, and when I don't, hey, the wheels fall off. It's that simple, right?
Yeah, we got to see all this in that context. Once you do, you can understand how to be on the playing field and how to battle it. Because you can't debate these people. You're not going to talk them into coming to your side. The process of conversion and changing one to another position can work for those who have open hearts. Chuck Schumer, all these people, they have no open heart. Nancy Pelosi does not have an open heart. These people have an agenda. They're not going to change. They're filled with evil things. And we're letting them define what's going on in the culture.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Terry Colafrancesco, our guest, MEJ.com, the website. His book, They Fired the First Shot, 2012, tremendous book. His new book, Has Satan Pulled Another One on You? We'll talk about Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Terry Colafrancesco with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the founder and director of Caritas of Birmingham, an incredible covenant Catholic community in Birmingham, Alabama. They do a phenomenal job. MEJ.com, Terry's books, They Fired the First Shot, a 2012 offering still available now. Incredible. Big book. His new book, Has Satan Pulled Another One on You, about ADHD, the use of Ritalin, mental disorders, and more. Hey, is your new book out yet, Terry?
Not yet. I've been tied up on several. I continue to write on different things I have to put out. So I had to pause a little bit, but we're only 4 or 5 days away. If I can put that time into it in the next few weeks, I'll have it finished.
All right. So we're looking forward to that when it comes out, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm telling you, the video games, the drugs that people are on, it's just ratcheting up this hate-filled agenda. That's amazing. Now, I want to back up to a different topic because, violence is one of the big issues. But they're using every issue of divide, whether it's male and female, whether it's black and white, whether it's people of different religions. They're using everything. Liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat. I mean, it's divide, 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 divide. And literally, they even try to make the conservatives not get along. We need to defy that, ladies and gentlemen. We need to stand together and say, listen, we are Americans. We have the right to our own conscience and our own beliefs. As long as we're respectful, we need to base our viewpoints on principle. And when a principle is right and good, we need to back it and support it and make it popular the best we can. When it's wrong or bad, we need to call it what it is. It's evil. It's wrong. It's immoral. And we're not gonna be silent about that. We're going to be honorable and stand up and call a spade a spade. And we're going to ignore their divide lines. And we're going to unite on the principles that matter most. That is God, family, country. That is the protection of life, liberty, and property. Now, I bring that up because Donald Trump tweeted out and said, hey, bad environmental laws. Oh, by the way, they're dividing us on the environment. You know, hey, is your footprint too large? Are you an environmentalist? Or are you a tree hugger? Or are you a destroy the environment on your fantastic, largesque living? Right? They divide on that discussion. Well, anyway, Donald Trump said bad environmental laws make California wildfires worse. Now, we talk on the radio a lot about God. You know, punishes the wicked. And you know, we got all these natural disasters going on. And, well, you read scripturally speaking, and you find out that, you know what? The more we violate God's laws, the more these disasters are going to come upon us. Prophets have foretold these realities to us for a long time. Let's not ignore that reality, that component. But experts are now saying decades of mismanagement has turned U.S. forests into slow-motion time bombs, if you will. You take away logging, grazing, proper maintenance, and you get fire bombs. And then you got Death Valley. That's one of the hottest places on Earth, looking at world record breaking heat. You put all that together, and you've created another massive battle where people tend to get violent. Terry?
Well, we've lost our wisdom. When I moved into the valley here, it's never been populated, really, and developed since the Indians. There were people here that did the, was part of the War of 1812, and they gave a lot of these veterans lands here in the valley, but it never developed. After World War II, everybody moved into the cities, so we live with thousands of acres around us. So some of the old-timers, when I got out here, told me that when they were kids walking in the early 1900s here, you could see for a mile underneath the woods. And they said the Indians every year would burn the land off. Well, why did they do that? Wisdom. Because you want to burn the undergrowth and for hunting purposes, plus to protection. And we've grown stupid when we start looking the environment as God instead of God's over the environment. We don't have wisdom, so we come up with methods and things that we think is helping things, which in fact doesn't. I know in the Redwood Forest, if you visited on California a few years ago, a lot of redwoods, which are thousands of years old, burn up because of the undermass was piled up over a foot. And you see these burned out trees, the wood doesn't rot, and it was really stark seeing that. And it was not just poor management, it's something from again, evil. Evil blocks wisdom, and we have an agenda to protect land and take control of it. To take the land from the people by coming on saying we're protecting it. In the book, they find the first shot, talked about this, that there was a report by the Habitat, a report concerning the Habitat by the United Nations Conference on human settlement. And it's kind of scary what they said. They had this meeting in Vancouver in May or June in 1976, and they said this: land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset, controlled by individuals, and the subject and subject to pressures and inefficiencies of the market. Private land ownership is also a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, and therefore contributes to social injustice. This is an amazing statement, and that's made in 1976. But it takes decades to get this policy instituted through all the institutions and mentalities, and we have it. It continues. It says, if unchecked, it may become a major obstacle in planning and implementation of development schemes. So it's a scheme. If they don't come up to take the land privately and use it how they think it should be, we're scheming. So that word, one word right in it tells you, that one word tells you about everything in it. It continues, it says, the provision of decent dwellings and healthy conditions for people can only be achieved if land is used in the interest of society as a whole. And then it says, public control of land use is therefore indispensable. So what you were talking about, Sam, all this is tied to that. It's interesting that the 1828 dictionary amazingly uses a sentence to define scheme. It says, the historical scheme of supplying our wants by lopping off our desires is like cutting off our feet when we want shoes. So all this land grab is really against private ownership, and it's a social injustice. That's the mentalities we have in government, and it's really scary. I remember watching Sarah Palin, when she was running as the vice president, there was a scene showing her walking down the hallway, and there was a hallway teed off into the hallway, and there was standing Henry Kissinger. And he said, this guy's dark. This guy's a world order. He's behind a lot of this stuff with his elites. But he stated this in 1970. He said, you control oil, and you control the nations. Control food, and you can control the people. Control money, and you control the world. This is their mindset. This is not stuff that's difficult, that's hard to uncover. So we see all these things and these arguments that bring forth to us, but we've got to do this, and we've got to protect these things. And we're underneath the loss of our own sovereignty of private property, really because of our own sins. So the first place we got to change and attack is ourselves. And then God will fulfill his promises to that. Those promises are the righteous will never be uprooted, but the wicked will remain in the land. That's in Proverbs. The other one in Proverbs refers to this. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish. And another one in Psalms says, wait for the Lord, keep his way. He will promote you to inherit the land. You will look on when the wicked is cut off. This is where we are, people, and this is what we have to change in our thinking and our mentality. Is that first we got to get our own house in shape, become pure before God, live his commandments, and many of these things will be broken. So if we're going to sit there and wait and thank our legislators and we're going to vote these things out, we're wrong. It's our change of our heart, and how we look at these things, and we have to understand it. We have to go into these things about who is treating the land as an ordinary asset, which was by us, and what they want, and why do they want to change it?
And we need to look at the inscription, if you will, on the Liberty Bell. It's Leviticus 25:10. It reads, proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all the inhabitants thereof. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's critical. That's what we're doing on the radio. Terry Colafrancesco, MEJ.com, our guest, Kirk Crosby, Sam Bushman, Terry in seconds.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Isn't this great? just the two of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone, no TV. Finally, we have a chance to just talk. I mean, how long has it been? Well, first of all, we should talk about your schedule. There are a few things that could use some adjusting, but overall, I think it's going all right. Basically, I think we're doing a pretty good job of communicating, which is good. You're doing a really good job of letting me know how you feel about things. I want to keep the lines open, if you know what I mean.
Jerry? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing?
Oh, I was just giving Emily a bottle.
Who are you talking to?
Emily.
She's only 3 weeks old, and she's asleep.
I know. I was just practicing.
Family, isn't it about time?
Isn't this great? Just the three of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Terry Colafrancesco, our guest. He's the founder and director of Caritas of Birmingham, a friend of Medjugorje, MEJ.com, their website. Check it out, an incredible covenant community. You can go visit them and learn what they're doing. Tremendous Christian beliefs, plenty of prayer, plenty of living by example. You got to love that. But we're talking about these divide on every single fault line they can find. It's pure evil. We got to reject it. And the Liberty Bell really reminds me of what our job is. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all the inhabitants thereof. Kurt, you want to comment on this? It's all about God, family, country, life, liberty, and property. Every battle we fight relates to these fundamental six words, huh?
It's a great point, Sam. And when you look at the way the whole land situation we see so many times, like your visit to New York, where people are squished up, jammed into a small area when there's plenty of ground. And of course, you have most states back east with very little federal property, if you will. And then you have the states out our way that some of them with as much as 85% control by the federal government. You know, land is part of what our, well, the God of heaven has given us, and we should take it back from the federal government.
There you have it. They're even battling over plastic straws. All right. I don't know if you know about the gun. You know, you always say, make my day, come and take it. You know, that's the gun kind of battle, right? Well, now they're taking the gun battle through online memes to be the straw battle. Meme warriors in California fight California plastic straw ban. This is just a little bit of what we're talking about. It's divide and conquer. Now you're either a pro-straw person or an anti-straw person, Terry.
Well, that's what Starbucks is doing. Disney World's going to change it, and they're already in the process. And some of these huge corporations and restaurants are changing. They're actually fining the waiter. I think it's like $200 or $300 if you serve a plastic straw in some of these areas who's already adopting this. But it's the fear of being looked upon as negative. So these corporations are scared to death to do anything, just instead of standing up and saying, we're not going to do that, we're not going to change it, because all it is hot air. We are intimidated by things that threaten us. Well, a good example is Papa John, the CEO of Papa John Pizza. He had to resign because he said the N-word. I don't know what kind of context he said it in. But what makes the N-word any different than any other word that's said with hatred? The sin is what's in the heart. If you pronounce something, you say it with hatred, then you sinned. Because hate is sin, and it's from the devil. But we're in here in the South. We have a strong black population that says this all day long. I'm around them. I hear them say it. So how can that be said? Or just the word, how does society put so much emphasis that this word is so bad that you make the CEO resign because he was heard saying that? Who's putting that power on that and behind it? When you can even say this in verbiage that is not biblically a sin. If you just say the word, what's behind it is what makes it bad or racist. And so we got God's name being used in vain on radio. You hear it all over the place. That's a sin. You don't have to say it with hate. That's the command. You're not supposed to, a commandment. You're violating it. And nobody objects to this. And you can hear people say that they said this is so horrible, the N-word, but compared to God's name being used in vain, they had no problem with it.
All right, hey, Kurt, I want to chime in here on this. They're starting to create more and more and more words you can't say.
Yes, well, they have to have this precedent. So we go from the N-word to what else? I'm Italian. You can call me a WOP. I don't care.
Well, and to me, it comes down to just general respect, but I'm not so sure that we should basically destroy the lexicon nevertheless, and we certainly shouldn't be erasing history. But you can take the Lord's name in vain all day long. In fact, it's encouraged and promoted, but you can't say the N-word. Where's this going to go, Kurt, in your mind?
Well, when I see this whole thing, it's a slippery slope, and it's
I don't think you got to be able to say the word straw. See what I mean?
Yeah, or how about bureaucrat? You know, I mean, you just go down an area where once again we shouldn't be there, but we see these things so many times. We get told in Scripture that in the last days, good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. You know, we're told by all the bureaucrats that we're going to have openness and transparency, and yet you've got areas where, hey, you can't talk about this or that or whatever. It's just signs of the time.
All right. Well, let's talk about, how much do you know about Fortnite, Kurt? Do you know much about Fortnite?
I've heard the phrase.
All right. Fortnite is a video game.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Okay.
Yeah, so Fortnite is a video game that kids are playing now, and it's on the computer and it's on the phones. They just released this idea saying Fortnite is officially available for Android now. Download it today. It's been on the rival iPhone since last year, but it's on the computer. People plug these controllers in, and kids play Fortnite. It's a multi-user game. There's a debate about it being first shooter, and that's a very difficult term to define. But nevertheless, it's a shooter game. It's a violent game. It's really a destroy everything and take everybody's stuff game. But I bring it up because now parents are hiring Fortnite tutors for their kids. So here's the bottom line. If you want to be a happening popular kid these days, you got to be a Fortnite expert. And if you can't play well, You're kind of a nobody, right? It's kind of like football used to be back in the day, right? So now they're actually getting Fortnite tutors to help their kids be good at mastering these, quote, video games. I submit to you that this is literally destroying patriotism all over the country. They say patriotism is dropping in America because we're so tied up with bread and circus that we can't focus on God, family, country anymore. We can't focus on the protection of life, liberty, and property. When parents literally pay money instead of for your kid to take piano lessons or voice lessons or flute lessons or maybe you get a math tutor so you can do well in your curriculum. Or your schooling or whatever. Now they're literally paying for video game tutors for children. And these video games really teach children to be first shooter violent, so to speak. Terry, do you want to speak to this? Because I think it backs a lot into your book and the discoveries that you made there.
Well, I think we have what we said earlier is we're letting our enemies define what's good and what's bad. How can a parent that's got any intellectual thought or reflection want to do something like this? And yes, we had the word change patriotism to nationalism because nationalism is a negative thing. And so what you're saying, yeah, this is destroying patriotism, is true, it's destroying our country. But it's there again, the whole bottom we have is the bottom line of what we have in front of us is we are letting somebody else dictate to us what is good and what is bad, just like we talked about you and Kirk and I about the verbiage of a word. Words aren't bad in and of themselves. They're bad by what's behind it. And for us to have people defining these things, or Fortnite and all the Fortnite video games, it's from the devil. We don't say that because it's like crossing over a taboo, like, oh, you're just saying there's the devil. Yeah, the devil's very active. And we've always got to go back to that to realize why these things can propagate into a family. Why would a father allow that? Why would a mother do that? It doesn't make any sense except under the influence of darkness. You hear people
saying, the parents are deceived into believing that it's harmless, that it's no big deal, it's just a little bit of fun. Come on, it's just the next gen in video games. They don't really realize what's being done. We've shifted from, you know, pinball back in the 70s to first shooter games, which means it's not like I'm just shooting little avatars or little things. It's where I'm literally shooting people and representations of people. And we take away these little tidbits at a time and move the narrative further and further and further. Now, it's not as bad as like Grand Theft Auto or some of these other real games. Some would say, Sam, those are avatars. They're not quite first shooter. But when you can start spending money to buy things and get things and obtain things, and when you destroy things, and when you're the last man, quote, standing, the avatars represent people. It's kind of a blurry first shooter game idea. And we've moved the needle, and I don't think parents are caught up on the reality of the studies behind this and what's really happening here.
Well, they're not looking at a lot of these are Christians. And you put that in a context, well, what are they thinking? Well, we've got a mentality in Christianity. Well, God takes me where I am and where he calls me. That's true, but he's not going to leave you where you are. And if you're not growing and you don't have wisdom, you don't see these things, it's a fault of not only the church but ourselves because we're not growing as Christians. If we had the real strength of Christ, these things couldn't propagate and flourish.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Terry Colafrancesco with us, MEJ.com, his website, Sam Curtin, Terry, live on Liberty Roundtable.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution. The Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kurt Cosby, patriotism they claim is dropping in America.
Well, it's a sad thing, but what happens, like you said, with when we have the wine and circuses or bread and circuses or whatever, the sports and so many other things to keep people busy, that, you know, very few of them feel even aware of anything when it comes to patriotic ideas, and unless it's, you know, happens to be some holiday where they see the flag out. But, you know, the good news is, at least in my opinion, there are those who are focusing on that and moving forward with, well, good types of patriotic activities.
Yeah, there's folks homeschooling their children. There's people putting their children in private school and rejecting the, in my opinion, the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, government indoctrination centers. That's good news. Patriotism is dropping. Americans are fighting over straws as they educate their kids in first shooter video games, literally funding tutors to teach their kids to be good at these games. I mean, it's disaster on steroids. Speaking of steroids, mix that with all the drugs for the youth, prescription drugs to fight this idea that they get depressed and et cetera, instead of discovering the real reasons why there might be chemical imbalances, we just medicate, 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 and then wonder why things go off the rails. And then the shooters basically say, well, I had voices in my head. And I mean, it goes right on down the road. But don't worry, the media now omits this New Mexico compound leaders discussion. They say that these leaders in New Mexico were training children to be basically shooters, but they omit the compound's Muslim ties, Terry.
Well, what both of you are saying right now, if you add these up in an addition, mathematical, and you add it to an equation, is what made the church grow. We always been persecuted, all these things from the shooter training for that, things in the schools, all this, both of you just mentioned, it suppresses us, but we have to look at the same principle. What results from that being pressed is what grew Christianity when it got fat and lazy, when everything was going its way. McCain, if he had been elected when he ran, we would be deteriorating on our side, but we're growing. Obama gave us Trump. We had to get so messed up where we were dragged out of our house to go vote by our impetus to realize, hey, we got to do something. And so the crushing effect, the persecution effect, the betraying of the church that we see even with Christians doing their own church is really making us consolidate and become a small, more powerful church like a Navy SEAL team. It's the same principle what they did. They can do more with four guys going in than a whole platoon going in. And so we're being tried by fire. We're being formed to be more stronger. We actually are getting our positions evaluated by self-evaluation, that we shouldn't be just doing things by debate. Our acts and our fight is prayer and fighting by acts of love, loving our God, people seeing that, holding the commandments, and living that, through that, we don't have to be deliberating too much. We have to be acting on our own lives, how we live it. Because that other side, on all the things y'all just both, again, mentioned, is bankrupt. Nobody in the reality of life would choose those things. We fall to it. They indoctrinate people. They recruit people for shooting, yes. But these things will have a boomerang effect back upon themselves because they're wicked. They're not going to dwell in land. We have the promises. When we understand these principles, we can look at every political situation, every argument, every wickedness that's coming out there, and use it to consolidate us to make us stronger.
All right. Speaking of this, I guess everybody's kind of backing away from Twitter and Facebook and all these big services. They've been shutting down Alex Jones. They're shutting down other people. But hosting provider Microsoft now has given Gab 48 hours to punish two of its users, take down their posts, or be pulled from the Microsoft service. This is an example where Gab built its infrastructure on Azure, which is a Microsoft kind of server infrastructure, if you will. Now you got the underlying server infrastructure pulling services to try to control this narrative. Terry?
Well, this is very dangerous. And this is where they want to defeat us. And because of that, having the control of it, and we're feeding them by being members of Facebook and all these other things, we support them. And we have the numbers. They don't. And yet, we still go back to the point I made in the beginning and a couple of times already. We're letting our enemy dictate to us what's going to happen. And I'll let this pull out. But this is a real threat to us, probably one of the greatest threats facing us, because they can destroy businesses. They can stop your radio broadcast. Whatever they want to do with algorithms, we've seen it. They're doing it. And where will this go? Well, evil rules, and until we rule, it's going to continue. So what is the solution? It really just comes back. We've got to become stronger in who we are, first and live in the life, and then we can do things at the ballot box. Trump is a godsend. Trump is a Cyrus who saved the Jewish people. Trump has the background no worse than Mary Magdalene or anybody else or Matthew the tax collectors. But he stepped up to the plate when he stepped in the presidential office, and he's growing. He's growing through cognition. He's growing in his values. He's doing more for Christianity than any president we've had in recent modern history, including Reagan, who was a great, great man. But we're in a different time and a different kind of style of what we're fighting, and Trump is the man of the hour. So that's, we don't put our hope in Trump. We put our hope in God, what he does through Trump, what he does through Trump. And we see that. He hears a wrong, and he addresses it. And there's a lot of things we don't even hear. You have to go on the White House website and look at his schedule that day and pull clips and hear what this guy's saying. And so the resistance against him is a resistance against us. Excuse me. And that was, in the end, is a solution.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We need to have solutions to these things, and we need to stand up and get strong, and it starts with cleaning the inner vessel. It starts with repentance and forgiveness. It starts with relying on the atonement of Jesus Christ. It starts relying on obeying God's laws. And now the Pentagon begins work on, quote, military space force. Donald mentioned it a couple of months ago. They say it'll be the first military agency created since 1947, and it'll be the sixth armed service to join the Air Force, the Army, the Marine Corps, Navy, and Coast Guard. What do you think of that, Terry?
Well, I think it's fantastic. Yay, we're for this. Our Schumer, I think it was yesterday, say a clip we pulled, that we are militarizing space. This is very dangerous. We can't do this.
He's nuts.
It's wrong.
It's about national defense, which the Constitution calls for, sir. Even Ron Paul supports this appropriate agenda. It's the most valuable space involvement government has any right to even be in.
Well, Russia's already doing it. China's doing it. And we're going to sit there and take over because they know the greatest thing they can do is knock our satellites out. We're doing nothing compared to what they're doing right now and researching, trying to do it. We can surpass them. I think it's not only something we should do, we have to do it. We're forced to do it. It'd be nice not having to go in there, but that's not the reality. We go out every morning. I go out at 3 o'clock outside, 3 to 4 usually, every morning. Sometimes it's 5 to 6. But you see the stars. You see satellites all the time. Sometimes we see the International Space Lab. You can see these things. The space is filled with this. Do you know what they have as far as a capability of reading years ago? Not now. I don't know what they can do now. I'm just reading a car tag from a satellite. And we're not going to have a space force, and they're condemning it. Why is the Democrats doing that? Why are the resistors resisting that? Why are some of the Republicans?
Because they want to make America weak to control us from a global governance, and they know that the stronger America is, the less likely that is to happen. I think we need a space force. I'm not really for more government, but I do realize when there is a proper role of government need, and we can delegate authority for that, hey, we can ship and get rid of a lot of these unconstitutional government agencies and things and focus on what's needed. What do you say to this, Kurt? Ron Paul even called for this and said it was the only valuable use for the government to be involved in space back in the debates when Ron Paul was running for president. Your thoughts, Kurt?
Well, at least for me, the key thing is let's not spend more money. Let's find ways to reverse the spending on wasted old projects that government started years ago that have little or no value, and move them to things that, you know, we should be focusing on.
Amen to that. So Kurt's saying it's a great idea, it's constitutional, but no new money. Terry, I agree.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of efficiencies. I remember in the 60s when everybody was saying, not everybody, but the people were saying we should give the money to the poor. We're spending all these hundreds of millions of dollars on this to go into the moon and in outer space. What a waste. You know who benefited the most from space exploration? Poor people. Plastics came in. Composites came in. Things got cheaper. Production changed. It benefited humanity far greater than it did the rich people. And the argument is always against where you're making a step toward good in civilization that darkness is always trying to block that. But I think the Space Force is not only something exciting, it is a necessity. Let me get it out. It's important.
It's a necessity. There's no doubt about it. And we need to realize that it's the defense of the greatest country on the face of the earth that's critical here. I want to end on a great news story. This is of biblical-esque proportions. There's a lady in China, and she's 67 years old. And what happened is she tried to adopt the child, and they said, oh, no, we're not going to let you adopt. You're way too old. And anyway, the bottom line is she got pregnant with twins. Wow. So the 67-year-old lady got pregnant with twins. And, of course, the doctor advised that she aborts the babies. She's refused. That, to me, is something to be celebrated. I pray for her and her twins.
Well, that shows you how God humors us, and you wonder how that happened, except by the grace of God, whatever the means were. And I think we know in Medjugorje, we've been told by the Mother of Christ, you will start seeing miracles in your everyday life if you come back to the commandments.
Amen to that. And standing for life is key, even in China, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt, 20 seconds, final words, yours.
Yeah, the lady did the in vitro fertilization, but the cool thing is, with those twins she's carrying, she kept them and doesn't want to abort them like the doctors told her to.
Amen to that. Terry Colafrancesco, our guest, MEJ.com, his website. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Kurt. God bless you.
There he goes, doing a phenomenal job. Get a hold of MEJ.com if you want to visit their covenant community. They're doing some incredible stuff over there, folks. Check it out, MEJ.com. For Sam and Kurt and Terry, we declare we the people. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The only question left is, are you going to help? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States.